cornbread queen. I met the gal, she's just 19. I said, ooh-wee, mom.
Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is an American Roots After the Storm program for all of you who are suffering the effects of Hurricane Katrina. We've had to abandon our French Quarter studios for now and found refuge with our friends in French Louisiana's cultural capital, Lafayette. It's 140 miles west of New Orleans. This is a time of confusion, I think, but also clarity about what we most value, the people and cultures of New Orleans and the Gulf Coast region. We're mourning, but there's also hope that one day we'll return to a New Orleans that we recognize for its elegance, joy, and funk. It's been 20 years since those words after the levees in New Orleans failed. The federal flood left a human and ecological disaster in its wake from high water and wind raining over New Orleans and the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We're still rebuilding. Many New Orleanians haven't come back. Areas of the city remain empty. And musical leaders and recovery advocates like Dr. John and Alan Toussaint have passed. Some things have changed for the better, but we still remember what it was like before the storm. Here's a jukebox classic by a one-time New Orleanian chronicling another flood in 1927. It resonated with how we felt and still feel about this place. Randy Newman on American Roots.
What has happened down here is the wind had changed. Clouds roll in from the north and it starts to rain. Rained real hard and rain for a real long time. Water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River has busted through, clear down to Plaquemine. Streets of Evangeline, Louisiana, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away, Louisiana, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. Trying to wash us away. President Coolidge come down in a railroad train with a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. President say little fat man isn't in a shame. What the river has done to this poor cracker's land. Trying to wash us away, Louisiana, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Thank you. sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen smiles to chase love away. Humankindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain. Think I'll kick it down the street. That's the way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me to help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today.
Irma Thomas, from 2008. Her version of Randy Newman's song, I Think It's Gonna Rain Today. Human kindness to us was evident when our American Roots team became evacuees to Lafayette, Louisiana, 2 hours west of New Orleans, where we set up shop at radio station KRVS FM. Our first program there was in September 2005, where I was a guest on my own show, titled After the Storm, that featured a conversation with our gracious host, station manager Dave Spazzali, who joined a Cajun flotilla en route to New Orleans.
A call went out on Monday night, that would have been August 30th, asking people with boats to go to the mall here in Lafayette and organize a convoy en route to New Orleans in an effort to help pull people off of rooftops and save people that were in need of evacuation.
Cajuns have boats.
When you put the word out for a boat in southwest Louisiana, you're likely to get a lot of people arriving, as we did at 4 o'clock in the morning, and set out on Interstate 10 headed for New Orleans.
So what might have been a bass boat or whatever is now really becoming a lifeboat when you get there.
Indeed. And so many fish have been caught out of these boats, and now they were going on a different mission, probably the most important use of their boat ever.
So once you got past the usual rigmarole of who's in charge and security and everything else, who did you actually encounter as you went out?
We actually launched our boats at the split of Interstate 10 and 610. It functioned as a ramp into the flooded area. We were traveling in about 8 feet of water, and we were encountering all manner of boats, airboats, law enforcement boats, as well as many of those in the flotilla from Lafayette that actually made it into the water. So one of the things that we discovered early on is that many of the flooded roads, the underpasses that go underneath train trestles, became pickup points. The refugees would literally come down the railroad track to the point where the underpass was flooded and a boat could moor there and take on passengers. And that's what we did. And we headed back to the interstate where it was equipped with all of the EMTs and so forth.
Who were some of the people you picked up? What did they look like? Where were they from?
We picked up a most interesting group. And I say we, my son Matthew and I traveled out Canal Boulevard to a street called Robert E. Lee out by the lakefront. And there we saw a group waving a towel at us, a large group of nine, all men. And we approached, actually with some caution, because you wanted to be sure what people's motivations were at that time. But it turned out to be a group of nine Palestinian men who owned convenience stores in New Orleans East, over around Chalmette. Areas way away from where we picked them up. They had walked for almost 2 days along Lakeshore Drive in New Orleans, only to arrive at West End and Robert E. Lee. And at first I didn't think we could get everybody in the boat, but we did. And we got nine of these gentlemen in the boat. And they were so happy. They were sunburned. Their satchels were filled with everything that you might find in a convenience store. They wanted to offer me Marlboro cigarettes. They wanted to offer me, I almost started smoking at that point, actually.
They wanted to barter you and thank you for all your good offices and picking.
And we were trying to assure them that we were so happy to be doing this and so happy to pick them up that this was the big payoff for us.
How ironic that people that have come to America as immigrants and in a sense as refugees from the troubles in the Middle East over the years now become refugees from the storm. Here on the Gulf Coast, and it's a strange thought. You just don't know whose face, whose soul will come to you out of the flood. Dave, I want to thank you for your stories, your kindness, and for bringing American Roots to the nation.
Well, my great pleasure, and anything that we can do for American Roots, you know, we're here.
Bien, merci.
Merci à toi.
Hey, folks, this is Carol Friend, and stay tuned to American Roots.
Quand tu me comptes des montres, ça casse mon cœur, cher petit. Chaque qui brille, c'est pas l'autre. La bonne âme est de la trouver. Et j'ai trouvé dans la mauvaise brouillard. Tous les jours, c'est pas la même. Et où t'as été hier au soir, bon? Translation: when you tell me lies, it breaks my heart, sugar babe. All that shines is not gold. Good love is hard to hold, and I found out in the worst way. Every day is not the same. So where were you last night, boy?
Friend, native daughter of Lafayette, Louisiana, with a Creole song, Every Day Is Not the Same, from Our New Orleans, the CD recording that raised over $1 million to help rebuild housing in what became Musicians Village in New Orleans. Our home base in Lafayette was not spared. Only 3 weeks after Katrina came Rita, a storm even more powerful that wreaked havoc on the bayous and coastal marshes of French Southwest Louisiana. We'll be back with memories of escape and return to New Orleans with the Rebirth Brass Band after the storm when American Roots returns.
We will get you right back to more from American Roots on KAXC People Powered Radio. I'm Malachi Coons. We receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Today, Luke Hendrickson is playing at Rapids Brewing in Grand Rapids at 5 o'clock, and it is the final day of Fest du Nord up in Ely. Emmy Woods, Molly Mayer, Charlie Parr, and more on today's lineup, with music beginning at 3 p.m. This weekend on Stay Human, it's all about the look. Hats and tats, shopping for a bra in your 80s, and drag in Duluth. Words and music for spirit and courage on the way today at 5 p.m. And our newsroom has created a map of northern Minnesota farmers markets throughout our region, from places like Park Rapids to Palo, Talmoon to Reamer, and Black Duck to Crosby. Most markets run through September or October. Find the map at kaxc.org. Keep it right here on KAXC.
I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots, remembering what happened here in New Orleans now 20 years after the storm, what we'd later speak of as the federal flood. Over those years, we've marked different anniversaries with songs that remind us of where we've been and how we're moving forward. Often we turn to spiritual songs for comfort, like Wade in the Water, done here by Dejan's Olympia Brass Band as Wade in the River on American Roots.
Now, let me tell you something. Put this on down and get straight up. Put your hands together. Give me a little talk. All right. I say, wait in the river. Wait out on the Mississippi River. Wait in the river. Wait down yonder in New Orleans. Yeah. All right. Hey. All right. Say, wait in the river. Wait out on the Mississippi River. Wait in the river. Wait down yonder in New Orleans.
Dejan's Olympia Brass Band, shouting out all the things that we love about our hometown. They're one of New Orleans' oldest brass bands, led by the late Harold Dejan. The original Olympia Brass Band began in the late 19th century. By the 1980s, the tradition was alive and reviving with the Rebirth Brass Band, young teenagers who mixed elements of soul and funk into the traditional New Orleans sound, making it dance music for the club. I spoke to the founding members, the Frazier Brothers, around the rehearsals in 2005 at the Madison Square Garden Hurricane Relief Concert, Big Apple for the Big Easy.
My name is Keith Frazier. I'm one of the drummers for the Rebirth Brass Band. I left New Orleans before the storm actually hit. I evacuated with my family, arriving in Dallas Sunday night. I thought I would be in Dallas for 3 or 4 days, but the mayor was on CNN. He said that there was a breach in the levee and the city was flooding. At that point, I realized I better get myself settled in for the long haul, that I wouldn't be able to return for quite some time. Right now, we're just in a holding state. You know, we're waiting for some news about when we can return, because our house was completely flooded. And we're just hopeful that when we do get back, there'll be something to return to.
And I'm Philip Frazier, leader of the Rebirth Brass Band, tuba player. The worst nightmare I had, that knowing that two of the guys didn't left out on time, Derek Shavs and Derek Tabb, when all the cell phones went down, trying to find out where them guys was at. It was like a nightmare. Like, I hope nothing happened to them. And when they finally, both of them got through to me, and then Derek told me he was trapped in his apartment by water. And when we did, we called like 911, the state troopers, to let them know that Derek Shavs was trapped in an apartment. But we did decide to go swim to I-10 and hitchhike like a ride to Baton Rouge, and we all just regrouped in Houston.
So he actually had to kind of swim out of there, huh?
Yeah, he had to actually kind of swim out there.
Yeah, no kidding. What does it do to a band when everybody goes in all directions?
It's really hard to keep a band together when everyone is separated like that. I mean, I was in Dallas, Texas. My brother Philip Frazier was in Houston. Our saxophone player was in New York City. Derek Shazzy was still trapped in his apartment until Friday or Saturday after the storm had passed. And it was really hard to, like, you know, contact everyone to try to get together to come out and do our Midwest tour. But once we were able to contact everyone and everyone was out safe, we just decided that, hey, look, we'll just pick guys up along the way and head up to Memphis, where the first day of our tour was starting at.
At least we are fortunate that the Rebirth Brass Band is a traveling band, and we're still going to, you know, do gigs and engagements. Our Midwest tour was set before the storm was actually come to New Orleans, which was kind of good because the band got a chance to go out and play music, and it's like therapy to us, and to keep our heads up and also to help juvenile income for our families, and everybody lost everything. And also now to be ambassadors of New Orleans to help other musicians that lost homes and instruments. And so we're fortunate, one of the lucky ones. But the sad thing about us, you know, still getting on stage, you know, putting on that performance like we do, you know, everybody still having a good time at the same time. In the back of everybody's mind, still thinking back about at home. Because once we have a break in touring, you know, even though we might go stay in Houston or Dallas, but that's not really our homes. And then you come back to reality, realize that there's no place like home and there's nowhere to go back to.
Well, I guess that's the question. Do you want to return home? Do you have a plan? Or where are you feeling about it now?
Well, really, be honest, I got to. It's a must. Brass bands is a part of New Orleans culture. And if you know, if we stay out of New Orleans, how can we refurbish the culture? You know, all these other places are nice and stuff, but ain't nothing like New Orleans. It's unique. The music is unique. The people are unique. So, you know, I cannot abandon the people. I can't abandon where I started at. It may never be the same, but I will go back to try to be an ambassador and make sure that, hey, we're going to keep this going. You know, get the second lines back rolling. Get it back rolling. It's just something that can't die. New Orleans is part of American culture. Without New Orleans, there's no America.
New Orleans, all day, all night. New What will it take, do you think, to bring back these neighborhoods that have been underwater?
I think you're rebuilding one block at a time. And you can't rush it because New Orleans wasn't built in a day. If you try to rush it, then you're going to lose a lot of the culture. Like I said, people won't come back if they think it's a rush job.
One house at a time, one block at a time, and people will definitely come back seeing that this city is being back brought to life right. Especially start off with the levee system first. They got to redo it. In New Orleans, I understand we like to preserve everything. But some things that we know we shouldn't reserve that need to be changed, especially the levee system. Hey, it's time to change this. Culture, everything's still going to be the same in there, but just, hey, we need to modernize it so we can preserve and protect it.
That worry about the culture of New Orleans was still present 2 years later, in 2007, when I caught up with Phil Frazier at a jazz second line parade with the Treme Sidewalk Steppers.
Last year, there wasn't that many parades. I only had a couple. This year, more clubs came back, and you know, you got people traveling all the way back from Hubie and Houston and Arkansas and Atlanta coming back down just to parade because they love it so much. Now, only thing I'm worrying about, we have the bands growing. With the social and pleasure clubs, I haven't really been seeing any young people. That's the scary thing. You know, we got to get the young people back involved with the social and pleasure clubs because this has been going on for years and years and years. We can't let that culture die no matter what.
Phil Frazier, the Rebirth Brass Band, with Hope for the Future at the Treme Sidewalk Steppers Second Line in 2007. This year, the Free Agents Brass Band re-released their seminal album, Made It Through That Water, originally released in the years following Hurricane Katrina. Free Agents founder Ellis Joseph said, "This album is more than music. It's an historical document. We're trying to represent ourselves and the city when no one else could. We were the soundtrack to survival. Made It Through That Water on American Roots."
Excuse, but they running from the truth. We know they blew them levers, man, but we ain't got no proof. Whatever they do, I can't turn my back. I was born righteous, so righteous where I'm at. Send them troops home, let daddy to San Iraq. And tell FEMA we gon' need more than 10 stacks. Wherever you at, St. Bernard to the Cali, yo. One time, do it big for De Niro. H-Town all the way to the A. We appreciate the love, but my people can't stay. We the men's way. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Joe Lasty and his family band, 2008, bringing us into the streets of the city for sacred purposes. Coming up, a conversation with the late Alan Toussaint a few weeks after Katrina, when he took refuge in New York City. That's when American Roots returns.
Coming up September 6th, we are so excited for Grand Rapids River Fest. Opening up will be Alan Sparhawk, who recently talked with Kari Hedlund about his new album with Trampled by Turtles.
I remember the time going like, man, I can't tell if this is any good. I'm questioning myself a lot here, but I don't know. There was a little bit of obligation, I think, because those guys had made room for me, put their trust in me, so to speak. I kind of had to tell myself, you know, I just need to push through and just sing, do the best I can and trust that I'm in the hands of good people. I feel like I did. I found my voice. Thank you for thinking of me. I'm glad to be there. Mim and I grew up out past Bemidji, so I'm looking forward to it.
Grand Rapids River Fest with Alan Sparhawk opening up, then Jeremy Albino, Margot Price, and Courtney Barnett. Get your tickets at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com.
I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots 20 years after the storm, Katrina, and the flood from an incomplete and flawed levee system. The late Alan Toussaint was one of New Orleans' great cultural citizens, and we were lucky to talk with him several times over the years. He lost his home and his Sea Saint recording studio, which took on 6 feet of water. Many of the tapes from that studio were discovered in a flea market in California in 2019. In a minute, we'll hear Alan Toussaint. But first, Alan Toussaint and Elvis Costello together in November 2005, After the Storm.
We may seem happy, like everything's all right. From the outside looking in, everything's uptight. But deep down inside, but it's a real thing. Pray tell, what's gonna happen to brother? Who's gonna help him get further? For one another, for one another. There's old dude standing on the corner waiting for a fox to pass. The only thing he's got to go by is this is what he saw. And there's old John, $2 in his pocket, talking loud and thinks he's rich. And look at the little fool, too cool to go to school, get a job in 2 days, he quits. Pray tell, what's gonna happen to brother? Who's gonna help him get further? For one another, is that the truth? For one another, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Tucson and Elvis Costello recording in late 2005, the first session in the city for what would be their 2006 Grammy-nominated album, The River in Reverse. Who's gonna help a brother get further? It's an old Alan Toussaint song, updated, and it's a question we could still ask in trying times today. The late Alan Toussaint's music brought the New Orleans sound to a wider American audience. From pop hits to R&B favorites, funk and rock records, with Dr. John and the Meters, producing with Paul McCartney and the band. When I spoke with Alan in New York City early September following Hurricane Katrina, he had a new suit with hanky and tie to match. The kind of gentlemanly outfits for which Mr. Toussaint was famous. Alan began with a reflection on the events to which he was a witness.
I, like many others maybe, I thought I could weather the storm, having weathered all of them since I've been in New Orleans, which is all of my life. The day before the hurricane hit, I checked into the Astor Hotel on Canal Street. I thought it would be okay, and after the storm passed the first day, it seemed okay, just a little water in the gutter. But when they had the breach in the levee and the water began to rise, it was inevitable that I wouldn't be going back home as usual. So I walked around the corner to the Monteleone where it was dry, and most of the quarter was dry. And I purchased a bus ticket in the lobby of the Monteleone Hotel where there were to be buses coming over to take people to Houston. However, after 4 hours, no buses came. But I saw a friend of mine, Leonard Lucas, who was walking up and down the street, and he had a chartered school bus that was going to the Baton Rouge area. So I boarded the bus to Baton Rouge, and there I spent the night in the airport, and at 5:55 in the morning, I boarded a continental flight to New York.
Last train a running between the water with the power line. Last train a running around the hill. Last train a leaving on the quad.
Left quickly. You'd been at a hotel. What kind of belongings were you able to scrape together to get out of town with?
Hardly anything, because I was planning on going back the next morning and taking the boards down. So I took some CDRWs, because every day I write at the piano and I put things in the computer, and in the event that I would run into a computer in the hotel center or something. And I took my videotapes. I have old home movies that I've taken since my parents were alive, and I always take them, and a second shirt to wear, because I thought I'd change shirts in the morning and be okay. So that's all that I took. So everything else was at the mercy of our arch enemy lady, Katrina.
Tell me where you live in New Orleans and what happened to your home and studio.
I live on Fry Place, which is near the fairgrounds where the jazz festival is every year. My home, the bottom floor of my house, had 7 or 8 feet of water. So everything in my room where I do my editing and writing and arranging and all of the musical things that I do in that room, it's all gone.
In that room, I assume, is at least one piano.
Oh, yes, my Steinway. My Steinway is the most important thing there, and then everything that surrounds it, like synthesizers, recording equipment, and it's all gone. Sorry to say, but the spirit didn't drown.
It's a long, long swim, and the water's deep. To reality, it's hard to. It's a long, hard climb, and the mountain's high. For understanding, they touch the sky. And I want to be what's fair to you and me.
I know you you must feel some enormous sense of sadness and loss. I mean, I think everyone does in one way or another, even if it's just the loss of the life that we knew.
I think I care more about the city than my own material losses. My most personal possession is life and health, and maybe running a close second, my family and friends. And those things seem to be fine, and I mean because we're alive and well. But as for my personal losses, I have thought about those things for a moment, but I immediately begin thinking how exciting it's going to be to rebuild, replace. Maybe some things don't need to be replaced, but to rebuild life there, bigger and better than ever before, and it will be. And I'm so glad that I was in New Orleans to witness this great event.
The late Alan Toussaint, speaking to me in 2005, a few weeks after Katrina in New York City. He was inspired to create a new version of his old song, Yes We Can, updated for that moment. It led him to a new life of touring and a National Medal of the Arts awarded by President Obama. A decade later, he would refer to Katrina as a baptism and a blessing for a renewed city.
Now is the time.
Alan Toussaint passed away November 10, 2015, at age 77, on tour in Spain.
Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another, iron out their problems and iron out their quarrels, and try to live as brothers, and try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And do respect to the women of the world, just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land in the world in which we live,
and help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. And I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I've know done well. We can work it out.
Oh yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. And why can't we? If we wanna, yes, we can.
I know we can make it work.
I know that we can.
I know we can make it if we try.
Oh yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Great gosh almighty, yes, we can. I know we can.
Hope for the future, the little bit of boys and girls, and make this land a better land and the world in which we live, and help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. And I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know done well we can work it out.
Oh yes we can. I know we can. Yes we can. Why can't we? If we want it, yes we can.
I know we can make it work.
I know we can.
I know we can make it if we try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Great gosh almighty. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can, I know we can. Yes, we can. Why can't we?
yes we can, I know we can. Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can, oh why can't we? If we want to, yes we can. Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can, great gosh almighty, yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can, oh why can't we? If we want to, yes we can. Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can, great gosh almighty, yes we can, I know we can. Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can, oh why can't we? If we want to, yes we can. Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can, great gosh almighty, yes we can, I know we can.
American Roots is produced in collaboration with our colleagues in the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University, with support from the National Endowment for the Arts, Jim Hart in Chicago, and the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Wrapping up hour one of American Roots here on 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9.